infection caused by eating food or drinking water that is contaminated with the bacterium Vibrio cholerae. Now, despite the increased sensitization on personal hygiene and good sanitation habits, especially since COVID-19 started, the spread of cholera has somehow continued to thrive. In fact, more recently, cholera cases and the numbers have again increased in Nigeria. There's a current research, of course, updates given by the Nigeria Center for Disease Control last year, 2021, and it shows us that Nigeria lost no fewer than 3,604 persons to cholera. 3,604 persons died to cholera in 1 year. That's last year. Divide that by 365 days. That's about saying one person died in a day, per day, meaning every day one person is dying from cholera. Now, this week's update of cholera in Nigeria, according to data published on Sunday for week 52, which is December 27 till January 2nd, Nigeria has experienced one of the worst cholera outbreaks in many years. What is the reason for this? Despite what I expect will be improved sanitation, cleanliness, hand washing, you know, because of COVID-19. Let's break this down further. According to the data from the NCDC last year, of course, 33 states and the FCT were ravaged by cholera. 33 states and the FCT, only three states did not report any suspected case. And these three states are Anambra, Edo, and Imo states. About 435 local governments were affected across the country. The 19 states in the north account for over 90% of the suspected cases. Now, four states, Bauchi, had 19,558 cases. Jigawa had 15,141 cases. Kano had 12,116 cases. Zamfara had 11,931 cases. And these states, 1, 2, 3, 4 of them, account for 53% of all the cases that we had. 11 local governments across five states of Bauchi, Zamfara, Kano, and Katsina and Borno reported more than 1,000 cases each in the year. Now, this report, which ended the epidemiological cycle for 2021, also showed that Nigeria recorded a total of 111,662 cases, suspected cases of cholera. That's alarming. That's alarming. Every year, there are about 1.3 million to 4 million estimated cases of cholera worldwide, and there are usually about 21,000 to 143 deaths worldwide. But Nigeria alone took over 3,600. Cholera is said to be promoted by poor access to water, sanitation, and hygiene, known as WASH, and has continued to occur as a major public health concern in many developing countries. Of course, Nigeria is one of the hardest hit countries every year. Okay, so I have the team lead of NCDC, leading cholera, the cholera team for the Nigeria Center for Disease Control, joining me shortly on the show. Before then, I'm going to start with you. Does it mean that Nigerians have not been keeping clean? I would expect that due to COVID-19, the cases of cholera should also drastically reduce. At least you should be more conscious of your hygiene, of the things you eat, of the things you drink, of how clean your hands are. Are you more conscious of your hygiene because of COVID-19, or you still just do not care? 0700-993-993-993. You can also join the show by calling me on 01465-7190 if you're female. All right, so let's get the show started right now. We're live on Facebook and YouTube. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. So you can also join the show and leave me your thoughts and comment there. WhatsApp is 08095975805 and Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. On Twitter, you can leave me your thoughts with the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF. Are you conscious of cleanliness? I mean, how do we keep having such high numbers? Let's get started. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. All right. Put off your radio and call again. Saheed is on the line from Ikorodu. All right, Saheed. Good morning. Good morning, Saheed.
Good morning, Wemimo.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I've been trying to call you for money, but thank God at the end of the day, I was able to come.
I'm glad you're here.
Welcome. So you are discussing cholera. You know this topic now we are discussing today.
Mm-hmm.
I was discussing it yesterday with some of my, because a lot of people believe in Nigeria that water does not kill. And I was trying to educate them that when you drink a contaminated water, because some of our people in Nigeria here still believe that Omi Egbe, I don't know how to put that in English, that Omi Egbe to Kimpan, so they can go to anywhere and drink any water.
Ah.
Having that kind of mindset. Yes, I was just...
You mean in Ikorodu?
Yes, I was. Maybe from my Greek side, I was still at work with
that. They still believe that you can drink any water and it will not affect you?
Yes, no, some people still believe that, right, but that the Egbe Omi to Kimpan, I don't know whether you can help me to translate that.
That's like the dirt in water cannot kill you.
Yeah, some people in Africa still have the mindset.
Huh.
That. And I was trying to educate them that when you drink a contaminated water, you can have what is called cholera. And by that, you have diarrhea, you'll be going to toilet frequently. Trying to educate them, it's a lie, this one a lie. Where you see water, to keep essence.
Uh-uh.
So because a lot of people still need more, a lot of enlightenment.
If you have them on WhatsApp, please send them messages to tune in. The NCDC will be joining us shortly.
Okay. Actually, you know, where I am, I'm presently at home now. So we have time to get that together, maybe around evening, to discuss most about it.
Okay, so you can play back to them. The recording is going to be on YouTube.
Yeah,
they need to get enlightened. Thank you very much.
So we need a lot of education.
Yeah, that's why we're here. That's why we're here. Thank you very much.
That's why I have to commend you for what you are doing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is worrisome that dirty water cannot kill you. You had better not try. Dirty water can kill you. And if we had over 3,600 people die last year in 1 year from cholera, in 1 year, if the numbers are not alarming to you, I don't know what can scare you. And due to COVID-19, I thought that the awareness will be keener. Like you'll be more aware of, you know, of cleanliness, of what you eat, of boiling your water, you know, and so on. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How's your family?
Great,
hello.
Thank you. Great, I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
I say, how is your family
fantastic,
doing?
Fantastic, fantastic. Go ahead.
This is Madam Ify.
All right.
Water is key to cleanliness. Cholera is death, dirtiness. When I was living in Surulere, in Aguda, all houses, if not all, have well. That's in the compound. But when I came to the suburb, I found out that people go and be buying water in basins.
Hmm.
And I said, is it what happens? How can somebody build a house without a well? Why did the person get water to mold blocks to build a house? Because before you start anything, you must dig a well for you to, you know, build your house. They said that's how they buy it here. It's a big business in the suburb. Because most landlords and then the house owners, they don't put anything like, well, they buy water from tanks that are not washed. Yes.
Thank you very much for pointing that out. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Wenimo. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Ngozi. Calling from Solo.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I would want to say that our hygiene awareness in Nigeria is totally very poor. Usually when you go around, someone just talk about the water. You will be shocked, Wemimo, that most of the pure waters and even bottled waters we see around, even the ones with the big names in quotes, they are not actually pure as connotes. I took out time sometimes 2 years ago to even test some of these waters. That was when I got a shocking revelation on my own part. And that was how I abstained totally. My house, I don't even take pure water. Even the bottled water, there are specific ones that I don't even near at all. And these things, they have NAVDAC registration numbers on them. This is one. Then two, the food hygiene. Most of the places they sell food in this country are very dirty. Some people, you will see them beside a gutter that is stinkingly smelling.
Yeah.
selling food, yeah, and people sit there, they eat. You go to the back where they cook these foods, you will be marveled. Then you see some of these malam that caught fruits on the roadside.
Hmm.
You will now see how they leave them open and flies will just be enjoying these fruits. At the end of the day, people come and buy them and eat. So I think we have to do a lot in hygiene awareness.
I totally agree.
A lot of people we live, yes, we are, I think we are very backward when it comes to that.
Hmm. Thank you very much for pointing it out. And you see, the water thing worries me a lot. Because when you believe that you buy pure water, yeah, it's supposed to be pure, right? You buy it because you don't trust the water from your well or your borehole. So you spend your money to buy sachet water. Or you buy bottled water. Some of my kids were ill, and I got the drugs. I was told at the dispensary, there's a certain brand of water that is known to be very good. Buy this brand of water and use it to mix their drug. And then the pharmacist said, but on second thought, why don't you just boil water and use it? Because this particular brand of water is now being refilled by some people. So they take the empty bottles, they refill it with whatever kind of water. And then I am there thinking I bought the best water in town. You see, we've got a huge, huge problem here on our hands. Good morning, hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Wadi. I'm actually going to take a look at it from another perspective, actually.
Let's hear it.
From the stats that you actually reeled out,
yes,
it's obvious that this cholera pandemic is actually prominent in the north. If you've been to the north of Leeds, you'll see the extent of poverty that's actually ravaging that region of the country. Trust me, it's very, very hard for you to see someone like this. All this being aware of COVID-19, sanitary precautions and all of those things don't really exist in the north. The extent of poverty is actually what is now making that pandemic very much prominent over there.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Zamfara State and I was marveled. If you go to the general hospital in Guzou local government, for example, Guzou mm-hmm. is the state capital of Zamfara State.
Mm-hmm.
All beds are filled up with cholera cases. Cholera cases. As in, it's not, malaria is not their problem.
Mm-hmm.
As in, hygiene-related issues, mm-hmm. hygiene-related health issues. Cholera cases, in fact, I don't even know what to say about it. I couldn't even drink water while I was there.
Mm.
I couldn't drink water. I was like buying ever water, as in just to...
I'm sorry about mentioning names. I didn't want to mention a name, but you know, those brands
are
even...
I'm sorry about that.
It's all right.
I was buying bottled water to just carry around. I could to drink, to eat, everything. I just can't.
Thank you for pointing that out.
The level of poverty.
I agree.
I agree.
Yeah, the poverty. Yes, I can hear it. Let me take a final one from Ikechukwu, who's on the line from Ebutemeta, and then I go on to my guest. Good morning, Ikechukwu.
Yeah, good morning.
Thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, I appreciate the good work you are doing.
Thank you.
My own area of contribution is could you know that in Ebutemeta here, people are converting for water.
Mm? What does that mean?
We don't have water, pipe-borne water here.
So where do you get the water you use?
Well, just from some landlord who has a bunghole. Sometimes they give water free.
Mm-hmm.
And we also patronize all these madam that carry water about.
Do you know where they get their waters from?
Yeah, they get it from borehole.
From borehole. And that's what you drink?
No, we don't have.
Well, what do you drink?
We use it to sometimes cook and wash.
So which water do you drink? Which one do you drink?
We drink sachet water.
Okay.
It's such a water.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm being joined now over Zoom by Dr. Hassan Munteri. He's the assistant director and head of event-based surveillance at the Nigeria Center for Disease Control. This is his work, following up with events-based surveillance cholera cases. Dr. Munteri, if you can hear me, good morning. Can you hear me, please? Okay, let's wait a bit. Dr. Monteri, can you hear me? Okay, he's gone off again. So once he gets back on the line, I'll make sure he joins us, possibly after the break. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, welcome. What's your name?
My name is Paul.
Where's Paul calling from?
I'm calling from Amu Wadofi.
All right. Please go ahead.
So my take is on this issue of cholera.
Yes, please go ahead.
And one thing the media is not helping Nigerians about is the media is not challenging the government.
On what?
To provide pipe-borne water. Pipe-borne water.
So why is it the media? You know I'll come for you on this one. Why is it the media is not challenging the government? Which media are you talking about?
I give you an instance. Mm-hmm. During the era of NTA, Mr. Taiwo Alimi, there was a lot of refuse in Lagos Island around Marina area.
Mm-hmm.
And this man would take time to highlight it on television.
And you mean that we don't highlight the issues about development and water issues in Nigeria?
I'm trying to say, for example, in this hour, Amu Wadofi, especially in this Jakonde and the Festac Extension Estate, there is pipe-borne water installed by Jakonde. They are still existing, but the issue of pumping water into it so that people in the estate can get clean water to drink. It's a big issue.
All right. Thank you very much. I hear you. I would not agree with you by saying that the media is not now. Well, I mean, we're here. If I don't know what you're talking about, if you call me on Nigeria Info and say that we're not doing... stop it. Stop it right there. Okay. Dr. Monteri is back on the line. I hope you can hear me now. Can you hear me, Dr. Monteri? Can you hear me, please? I don't think so. He's here. I can see you, but I cannot hear you.
Clearly.
You can hear me. I think there's something with your network. It's really buffering. It's really buffering. I wish I could hear you clearer. What we might do, if I'm unable to hear you because of the network, I'm sure you're also on surveillance. But your line is buffering. Well, welcome to the show. Oh, he has gone off again. So we'll possibly have to bring him over the line. You guys, please sort that out for me. Let's have him over the phone if we can't do that because of his internet network. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, you're
hello,
welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Why is your radio still on?
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. What's your name?
You can hear me now.
I can hear you, yes.
You can hear me now?
I can hear you, yes. Please go ahead.
Okay, I'm Mr. Obed. I'm calling you from Ibeche, Ogun State.
Please go on.
God bless you. It's been a long time I called you because of a logistic problem.
It's all right. Good to have you here.
The last caller tried to put you through, but maybe you need to understand him. But be as it may, do we have government that can provide water, ordinary water? We are not talking of health. We are not talking of even to tell people what to do. And you know that majority of our populace, they are ignorant of what they are doing. If you call to Alabara, go to Tit.
I can't hear you. Your line is gone off. Your line is gone off. Are you there? No, I cannot hear you. Okay. Dr. Monteri is on the line. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you clearly.
Ah, fantastic. Good morning. Good to have you here joining us on the show.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me.
The numbers are very scary. The numbers are very alarming. Over 3,600 in 1 year. I'm having the jitters here. Do we have a pandemic on our hands, a cholera pandemic now?
Yeah. Hello?
I can hear you.
Yeah. So, thank you for having me. As you say, the numbers are high. We have about right now 33 plus FCT states that are reporting cholera. from January 2021 to date.
Hmm.
As you rightly mentioned, we have over 111,000 cases with over 3,000 deaths.
Hmm.
So it's really alarming, which cuts across most of the states in Nigeria.
Hmm.
So you're right. Cholera is very high. We have a very high number of cases.
Okay, let me hold you for a moment. I have a very short break coming up. We'll dive deeper when I return. So stay here, Nigeria. It's a Morning Crossfire. I'll be right back. Cholera today, the numbers are scary, and Dr. Hassan Muntari is joining me right now on the show. He's the Assistant Director and Head of Event-Based Surveillance at the NCDC. Thank you for being there, sir. Can you hear me, Dr. Muntari? Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Okay. So you guys might have to bring him back on because I can't hear. Okay. Dr. Muntari, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, pardon me. I had the wrong line up. All right. So the first appearance of cholera in Nigeria was in 1972. We also had an outbreak in 2010, which started from the northern part of Nigeria and spreading to other parts. And that led to about 3,000 cases and 781 deaths. But the numbers I'm looking at in 2021 gets me really worried. And the breakdown of these numbers also shows a spread more in the northern region of Nigeria. Can you tell us specifically what are the things you've identified as the major causes of these outbreaks in these areas?
Okay, thank you very much for having me. The key issues that have been identified is the issue of water, sanitation, and hygiene.
Hmm.
So the ones... You know, Nigeria is a cholera endemic country. That means there are some areas where we have all through there, cases that are happening. So, but what we realize is that number one is issue of water.
Hmm.
Potable, drinking water that is lacking in most of these areas that are affected. Number two is issue of the sanitation. For example, waste disposal, be it, fecal waste, which we are really worried about, especially area of open defecation that we find ourselves in Nigeria. So many people defecate, openly. We are working hard with our other colleagues at the Federal Ministry of Agriculture, Federal Ministry of Water Resources, and Federal Ministry of Environment to make sure that Nigeria is open defecation free, but we are far from there. So very few local governments now have become open defecation free out of 774 local governments. So that is one aspect that I know we need to work very hard, particularly the states need to work very hard. And then, of course, area of... waste disposal, apart from fecal waste, even household waste, the way it is being disposed, it attracts a lot of rodents, and then, people also defecate where this waste is being deposited. So that's a very serious issue. And then simple thing that people, tend to overlook is issue of hygiene, either it is hand hygiene or environmental sanitation. People don't take it very seriously to wash their hands regularly. So basically, cholera is issue of water, sanitation, and hygiene. If we want to clearly, eradicate, cholera, or at least bring it to the barest minimum, we have to take care of water, to have potable drinking water, and then environmental and, hand hygiene, and then environmental sanitation, and then, to reduce open defecation.
Hmm. Now, you had the most important issues, which include, hygiene, both the personal hygiene, community hygiene, especially the availability of good water. This appears to be more and more problematic in Nigeria. Before you joined in, I've had callers who have told me how difficult it is to get clean water. I gave an instance. I'm not sure if you heard that. One of my children needed to take some drugs just 2 days ago. the pharmacist dispensing the drug told me to buy a certain brand of, you know, water, which we expect is the purest form, right? On second thought, he calls me back and said, you know, on second thought, go boil water. Use boiled water, because this particular water is not being refilled by some people. So now we don't even know which water is good. You know, sachet water, people drink a lot of this in Lagos State. Bottled water, people drink this a lot. Dispensable water, people drink this a lot. Now, how do we ascertain the source of water we drink is okay? I mean, I just buy water. I just drink water. What am I supposed to check for?
Yeah, so that is also an issue that we are on. This is an issue that the states are trying to handle, because, you know, we are supporting the states to handle this response.
Mm-hmm.
I was in one state in Nigeria where we had to actually close down a sachet water factory, because the pipe-borne water that is coming to the factory it passes through, you know, a very dirty, you know, gutter, and it's leaking. So we had to really, the states have to enforce the environmental sanitation, you know, and hygiene measures, so that at least they'll be able to monitor, you know, these environmental health officers that are supposed to handle those issues in the states, you know, and local governments, so that they make sure that this water that we are taking from either sachet water or bottled water, you know, is good enough for us to consume. So we are advocating to states, any state we go, personally, we, you know, the NCDC team has been deployed to most of these states that have cholera, and one of the things we do is to make sure that there's enforcement, you know, of environmental sanitation, and then, you know, personal hygiene, and to make sure that the pipe-borne water, I mean the pipes that are, you know, moving from the water plant where they produce the water to the community, you know, is safe. Because the problem is that even if the water is being purified by the state and being, you know, the way it is being conveyed to the community, you understand what I'm saying? So some pipes are broken, as you said. So some sachet waters and bottled water may not necessarily be safe. So I think states are working on that. With the support of the, you know, stakeholders, as I said, the Federal Ministry of Water Resources, Federal Ministry of Environment, you know, and then Nigeria Center for Disease Control.
Well, I'm not certain how much the work they're doing, how much is yielding results. I mean, but you can tell us about the response NCDC has put up to this outbreak of cholera across Nigeria. What's the response like? What do you do in the cases where we have this massive spread of cholera across the country?
Yeah, so thank you very much. The issue now is that the cases of cholera are coming down. When we talk of aggregate number, you know, we know we have a large number of cases right from January 1st to date. As I said earlier, we have over 111,000 cases with over 3,600 deaths. So NCDC, once right from the beginning of 2021, when we noticed, you know, cases are being reported from states, you know, so we activate the, you know, the Incident Coordination Center, that's the ICC. So where we have stakeholders are in place, and we developed what we call Incident Action Plan for Cholera. So we coordinate the response from the national level. And then we also train you know, zonal level training of cholera detection, reporting, and prevention to all the states in Nigeria. Now, having done that, we also deployed what we call rapid response teams to states where this cholera is being reported. You know, so what this rapid response team do is, number one, they help the state in the active case search, that is, the search these cases, because as you know, once you have cholera case in the community and you are not taking care of that, it, you know, is highly infectious. So it can affect many people. So we help the state, we support the state to make sure that these cases are detected in the community, in the health facilities, and then they are taken to appropriate, you know, treatment center. where they can be, you know, treated. So number, that's number one. Number two, we also supervise and make sure that the case management, you know, component, that is where these cases are being treated. You know, we have cholera treatment centers or units all across the states where these cases are being treated. Are they abiding by all the necessary infection prevention and control, you know, procedures? Because, as you know, even where we're treating cholera, once we don't have the infection prevention and control measures like use of hand gloves, you know, washing hand in and out before you go in when you're coming out, and other things. So it can serve as a source of infection itself. So we make sure that we provide the necessary commodities that are needed for treatment centers. You know, but as I tell you, the states are supposed to be the driving force in this response.
Yes.
So having said that, we also develop jingles at the national level, and we domesticated, the state domesticated those jingles on cholera so that they'll be airing them. And right now, many states are airing these jingles, you know, to make sure that people are aware of how to prevent themselves from getting cholera.
Okay.
So, and they domesticate those these jingles in local languages. You understand? So these are the things we are doing as far as, you know, and then we also go out to enlighten people, you know, when we visit these states. You understand? And then additionally, we also have vaccinations in some of these states. Like in Bauchi, we had, you know, reactive vaccination. You know, in Benue, you know, in Sokoto, you know, and some other states.
Before I take you on I would like to take you on the vaccination. But before I do that, for those who are just joining, let's not assume that everyone understands what we're talking about when we say cholera. So I want you to expand to us what cholera is and how it spreads.
Okay, so thank you very much. Cholera is a bacterial infection caused by Vibrio cholerae. It is something that we get through contaminated water or food. So once we take contaminated water or food, somebody can come down with cholera. It depends on the dose of the bacteria that we have taken, and it also depends on the immunity of that person. You know, so you can see many people can take food that is contaminated, but some people may not necessarily come down with cholera. So once somebody has cholera, he will come down with acute watery diarrhea. That is, he will be passing watery stools. You understand? With or without vomiting. So anybody above 2 years of age that comes down with acute watery diarrhea or die from acute watery diarrhea with or without vomiting is considered as cholera. Now, if cholera is, if epidemic is declared, that is, we know that there is cholera in this community. So we don't even regard any age. So we just say anybody that comes with acute watery diarrhea with or without vomiting or die from acute watery diarrhea is a cholera. So that is the symptom of cholera. But, you know, because of loss of water that cholera is associated with because of the diarrhea.
Yes.
So somebody can come down with a lot of other symptoms like weakness, you know, headache, body aches. You know, it can even affect many organs because of lack of water. It can affect his kidney, his brain, and many other organs. So somebody can come down with multiple of symptoms. But the bottom line is the acute watery diarrhea. Now, we diagnose if somebody has cholera, we encourage that person to go to hospital, as I said earlier, because of, you know, it's highly contagious, so that we don't want that person to infect other people. And we diagnose cholera, you know, by taking this tool, you know, and do stool culture. You understand what I'm saying? So there are a lot of treatment that we give, but the bottom line of the treatment of cholera is a replacement of the fluid that is lost. So this is the, in summary, what cholera is all about.
So the fluid is just replaced and then we wait for the bacteria to wear itself out?
You say?
Is it just a giving of fluid and you wait for the bacterium to wear itself out? Or are there drugs even?
Yeah, I said the bottom line is replacement of fluid.
Yes.
But we have also antibiotics that we give.
Okay.
You know, depending on... so that's why it's not... When you come to hospital, we give you IV fluids. It depends on the stage that you are. Is it a mild case?
Yeah.
Then we just give you ORT. oral rehydration solution. You may not necessarily need IV fluids intravenously.
So the bottom line is, you have to get to the hospital. Don't self-diagnose. Don't tell yourself, oh, this is how bad I think it is. This is what I should use.
Exactly.
Go to the hospital. Let there be a test done to know how acute this cholera has been in your body. Now, one more thing I need to ask before I head to the phone lines, which people are trying to call in, is how does this spread?
Yeah. So as I told you earlier, it's highly contagious. So it is spread when you get in contact with either the fecal matter of the person who is affected, or you take a contaminated water or food. Mm-hmm. For example, as I said earlier, people have habit of open defecation.
Yeah.
So from that open defecation, if we have during rainy season, water wash that fecal matter to where we can take water, that people take water. For example, I was in a community where people have open defecation, and then water is being flown. I mean, when it's rain, it comes down to a particular, pond where people take water to drink. So, and they don't treat this water in most cases. So once you take contaminated water or food, that is contaminated, then that's how we get cholera. And then for people that are close to you, that's why I said, once somebody has cholera, he needs to go to hospital so that we take him away from the people around him. Because by touching, the infected person's fecal matter, by touching any fluid that comes out from that person that is infected with cholera, by touching his own beddings because it's contaminated, by touching even the environment that he's staying, or even the corpse of the person that was died of cholera.
So somebody
can come down with cholera. So it is something that simple hand hygiene, you understand, can take care of some extent. You understand what I'm saying?
Now, okay, before I head...
Preventive measures are put in place, like stop open defecation, we should have, pipe bomb water that is, potable drinking water. We should also exercise, environmental sanitation and personal hygiene. So, these are the things that usually spread the cholera.
Okay. Let's talk about vaccination. You've mentioned this in passing. So is this vaccination preventive? Is it, can I just walk up to a hospital and say, oh, I want to get vaccinated for cholera?
No. We have two types of vaccinations. We have what you call reactive vaccination and preventive. Reactive vaccination is when, you have an outbreak of cholera, like now. You understand? So you go to, areas that are hotspots. We call them hotspots, where you have, a high number of cases in that area. Then you vaccinate that community.
Okay.
So that's reactive vaccination. That's what we actually do in those states I mentioned. States of Benue, states of... there are about four states that we have actually done that.
Bauchi, Jigawa, Kano.
Yes, so, but the issue is these vaccines also need to be done to almost general population as a preventive measure.
So why are we not doing that?
Yes, because the vaccines are not enough the world over. You understand? So right now we are in collaboration with the National Primary Healthcare Development Agency. We requested for vaccines from what we call an organization that called International Coordinating Group and Global Task Force on Cholera Control. So these are responsible for providing these vaccines. Because it is not something that you go over the counter and say, okay, I want to buy.
Yes.
You understand? So we have made requests, and we believe that more vaccines will come and more people will be vaccinated.
All right. Final question. The numbers of COVID-19 infections, I'm looking at the NCDC's website for updated numbers, which we reel out on our station regularly. Now, the total death that we've had is 3,116 in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Compared to cholera, we've had a total of over 3,600 deaths in 1 year.
Yeah.
Is cholera yet declared a pandemic?
No, cholera is not a pandemic.
Why not?
In Nigeria. Yeah, because, pandemic is when it cuts across continents. You understand? A lot of countries are affected. So, but this is an epidemic. something that affects, you know, particularly if you look at the statistics, you see that Nigeria is highly affected, especially when you talk of the numbers, especially in 2021. So, and another thing that I want you to understand is that I agree with you, we have more deaths in cholera than in COVID combined.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? So that is why right now the NCDC is trying to, you know, it's been engaging with the states. As I tell you, the states are the key, you know, authority that is responsible for handling most of these interventions, particularly issue of preventive measures. You understand? Because if we don't take care of the preventive measures, for example, the issue of water, the issue of, as I mentioned, sanitation, open defecation, and hand hygiene. So we'll come back next year also with similar issues.
Yeah.
Not necessarily this gravity, probably, but we'll still wait for another outbreak to come, because the bottom line issues that are supposed to be, that are actually predisposing to this cholera are not taken care of.
Okay.
So the NCDC is doing its best to make sure that it is still engaging with the states to make sure that they invest in what we call WASH infrastructures.
Yeah.
Because once we invest in WASH infrastructures, automatically cholera will disappear.
All right, let me take one or two calls, because I've got just about 2 minutes to go on the show. I'm sure we've touched on every important thing you need to know about cholera. The concern that I have is that I don't see that the government is taking a bold step like we're taking in terms of COVID-19. I mean, if we've had more cases, more death from cholera than in COVID-19, the response doesn't appear to be, you know, that of emergency. People are dying. All right, 0700-993-993-993. Very quick, your comment or question, less than 30 seconds. Good morning, hello.
Yeah, well, Mama,
welcome to the show.
This
what's your name?
Mr. Frank.
All right, go ahead.
You have asked all my questions, but what I want to add is this. He mentioned Benue, Sokoto, and some other places. Is that only the place that they have cholera in Nigeria? That is one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, he said that they will not declare cholera as a pandemic because it has all gone viral to other countries. Must we wait until when the thing will go viral to other countries, because other countries are taking care of their people and they are not ready to allow cholera to enter?
All right, thank you very much. I don't have so much time. Let's take one more. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah, it is what happened, sir, that it's not only pipe bomb water you get cholera, but food.
Yeah.
What is the Ministry of Health doing with the people selling along walkway? Selling meat with great flies on it. They are not doing the elementary cleaning of hygiene.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much. My time's really fast spent. But Dr. Mutari, he talks about you. I know you clarified about calling this an epidemic, not a pandemic, you know, but he's still worried about, you know, the rate of vaccinations. I'm sure you heard the very first question.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very quick comment because of my time.
Yeah, so as I said earlier, you know, we are prioritizing areas where we know that there is high risk.
By the way, is Lagos, where does Lagos stay on the chart of cholera infections or and death?
Yes, but it's not very high, Lagos, as compared to other states in the north. You understand?
Okay.
So we did not vaccinate Lagos. But what I'm trying to say is that we are working hard to make sure that we have enough vaccines, at least close enough, so that we can vaccinate more hotspot communities across Nigeria.
All right.
So as it's available, we will expand, you know, the area of vaccination.
All right. I hope that you guys have learned a lot about cholera. There are currently active cases. Please wash your hands as often as possible. Have a sanitizer in your bag. When you're done using the restroom, take soap and water, wash your hands or use a sanitizer. You need to be careful the things you put in your mouth as much as possible. Dr. Hassan Mutari is the Assistant Director and the Head of Event-Based Surveillance at the NCDC. I thank you very much for joining the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nigeria, that's the show today. I'll see you tomorrow at 5 a.m. I need to go now. After this, Jimmy Disu is here with Daily Digest, and I'm back tomorrow at 5. Collins, take care at 10. The Techies at 10. Sunnyside at 12. Hard Facts at 3. Sports from 7 p.m. Ah, no, earlier than 7 because of the match. Okay. See you guys tomorrow morning. I'm on social media at Wemimo Sport. Let's keep talking. Have a fabulous day.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.